Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Reward Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back, and I'm excited to be back. I want to thank all of my listeners first, all of my followers. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the people that want to find something to nag about this show, that is, which is my snoopers. I appreciate you, too. Kiss, kiss. You know what that means. So let's talk a little bit. When I put my pitch out on today, yes, I promise to take calls. But if the topic is intense, then I may not take calls that day. And there will be a Tuesday or Wednesday night show where I will be taking all calls. And I believe it's going to be under the same name. I'm not sure. So I just wanted to let everyone know. Let's talk about moods and let's talk about getting rid of old rubbish. You know, that's why people come to people like me, getting rid of old rubbish. Example, if you wanted to, say, get rid of someone that has really hurt you and gotten on your nerves, it can be family, it can be your lover, it can be anyone. There's something that can be done. Yes, it's simple. A marking under the shoe. Well, get rid of them. Now, you have to ask your worker about that because there's something dangerous involved with that. Now, they may not want you to do that if they care about their client. They may not want you to do that because it could harm you. It involves gopher dust. And I'm saying it plain, gopher dust, G-O-O-F-E-R, which is what everyone loves to talk about, gopher dust. There are jack balls that's made with gopher dust. Gopher dust is very dangerous to work with. And those conjunctives that you get online, that does not tell you that. They just put it out there for you, and then you go and do it. And you hurt yourself. Well, this is not that kind of show. I can tell you of the things that will hurt you. I can tell you the things that will definitely help you. Now, moving on, getting rid of old rubbish. If you're in a situation where you're not satisfied or you're not happy, then you need to move on. Because some people start to think wicked things, as in poisoning people, as in setting things up for them, and you know what that is, setting them up to get beat down, setting them up to get killed. But when it gets to that point, you need to separate yourself or separate that person from you. You know, to sour a relationship, the lemon is very powerful. Now, I'll tell you this. You write those names down in black ink on a small piece of paper. Okay, you put the names with the backs, you know, from each other. Don't put the names facing each other. You roll it up real small, put it in the lemon, put it in the window. Let it dry. As that lemon dry, that relationship sours. And then after that, it's thrown into the water. Thank you, water that's moving away from you. And you will see that relationship will not be as close. You know, that's a very simple instruction, which leads me to instructions that we workers, sorcerers, riches, whatever you want to call us, genies, whatever you want to call us, give you. Some of you cannot follow simple directions, client. And we're doing all of the hard stuff on our end while you're sitting back doing nothing. You feel like we should do it all. Many of us work with spirit, and I want to go more into that. But we work with spirit, and if those spirits do not approve, someone could get hurt, and it's not the worker, so don't even think it. It's just you. Okay, spirit. I spoke about the burning of graveyard dirt last week. Now rocks with graveyard dirt. Please, people, a rock is not going to do anything. You know, it's a poor, pitiful, wicked woman from a long time ago in her yard with a big diaper on. You can see it through her clothes. And she's beating on a rock, telling people to die. Hey, Julius, die. Click up, die. Click up. That's not going to do anything. This is stuff that this woman made up. Okay, with that graveyard dirt under it, guess who's going to get the worst end? She will. So that's why I say it is so dangerous to tamper with this stuff by yourself or make up things to do. You don't know what you're calling up. And if you have thrown graveyard dirt all around your yard, all in the front, in the back, trying to destroy somebody else, you made a mess because you do not put that in your own yard if you're trying to destroy somebody else. And you're watching to see if your enemy, so-called enemy, the people aren't bothering you, have gone to sleep or they're gone so that you can make your move. Stupid. That is very stupid. You are the one that's going to get it. You know, there's some sick people, and I'm not going to mention the name. Every time they set out at these innocent people, something happens. The cops come around. They get shot at. They get beat up. They can't barely breathe. Mm-hmm. But that ambulance coming should be a wake-up call. You would think they've been at this for years. No, that's not a wake-up call. Well, some people's wake-up call is, you know, looking at the roof of the church or going through on a hot slab being cremated. So that might be something that you people that are after innocence should look at. And another thing, you know, the chicken that was sacrificed, see, it's things that go along with sacrificing animals. You sacrificed the chicken not too long ago and put it on the grill with the people's name in it. You don't put salt, pepper, and seasoning salt on something like that. What you going to do, eat it? Because it didn't do any good. The burning of candles, burning of a certain herb or mineral was supposed to have choked somebody to death. It didn't, because you have your little friend in on it, and your little friend got it messed up. So I guess you have to start all over again. Poor, evil person. Okay. Let's speak about ordering this stuff again. And I'm sure that many workers agree. That is for us. If we want to give it to you, we will. We think that you need it, we're going to give it to you. But you getting it yourself and just going right in the box using it, it is not going to work for you. There's many things that you can purchase, yes, but is it going to work for you? No. You're going to be sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting for those results. That is so sad. Now, let's move a little bit further into conjuration. You know, people are blocked in their finances. People are blocked from getting jobs. People are blocked from staying on their job, even if they get it, because of jealousy. Jealousy is a big issue in almost every case. Almost every case that we get. Jealousy can be over your shoes. Jealousy can be over your clothes. Jealousy can be over food that you carry in your house. And then you sit there and nitpick. Let's jump from that because we only have a few minutes. Let's go to the obesity thing. You know, everybody wasn't meant to be the same size. And to pick at someone that's bigger is not the same. You know, someone did that years ago, and they ended up bigger than the person that they were talking about because someone else that did not like their personality came to someone like me and fixed it. People get tired. They get tired and worn out. Goodbye to old rubbish. We're back here again. Say it for saying the number keeps on and on. Let's say you've been needled from childhood. Needle. And you come to this point one day and say, stay away from me. Don't call me. And they come back. Well, what are you thinking to do? You want to do anything you can to keep this person away from you. So, that's what you do. You come to us. And see, in all cases, I'm talking about Berkus Woe, in all cases, you know, we have one person out of the bunch who wants a freebie. We have one person out of the bunch who thinks that they're royalty and they shouldn't get their hands dirty. We should work together in unison. Client and worker. We should work together. Not one doing it all on their end, and that's mostly us. When we have your case, we have your life in our hands. And you should think about you're trying to save your own life. So you shouldn't mind doing the things that we ask you to do. And ask the price. Price is not the same for everybody. It's not. It depends on what type of case it is, how bad it is, how long it's going to take. Nothing is free in this world. You're not going to go to the Sizzler and get a free steak. You're not going to tell them, hey, I'll give you $1 on the steak. Give me the steak. I'll come back next week and give you 5 more. It doesn't work like that. See, that's like the cheesecakes I be talking about. Those Chesapeake, Virginia cheesecakes. They want something for nothing. Hey, do this for me and I'll pay you. No, it don't work that way. Washington. Oh, I didn't mention that. Man, it's from Washington. Now, this is my experience. Hey, if you show me something, I'll show you something. No, it don't work that way. Well, you know what he got. He got nothing. No result, no nothing, no work. Because this is not free. But I tell you what is free. Prayer is free. All the time. And most of the things you do involve prayer. And we have people out here saying that this is worshiping the devil. But there is demonology and Satanism that we do have to fight. If we're not worshiping the devil, we have to go into that to fight that for our people. I, for one, take every case seriously. I take time on my cases. I'm not going to promise a person that, hey, in 45 minutes, this will be done. In 30 minutes, this will be done. And workers, you never tell anybody a lie. If you don't know something, you tell them you're going to look into it and really go look into it. I hope that no one is getting offended because I am always direct. And I love people that are direct with, if I was on the other end, I would want my worker to be direct. As for everything else, let's move into it. I've given out a couple
on the tip. Now, the drop in the groom, everybody has talked about that.
Well, Southern people have talked about this. You do drop the broom, and you do have salt and the strongest red pepper you can get, and you sweep behind the person you don't want to come back. I don't know what kind of language you all use out there, but you have to really curse it. Yes, you do. Oh, curse her. Tell them to stay the hell away from your home. Pick it up and sweep. Sweep right behind, and it does work. Oops, another positive. I must be in a great mood.
Okay, there's a lot of hurt going on, too. I can feel that. I can see it. Oh, I'm banging that, so never mind me, but I can still talk to you. There's a lot of hurt. You know, property. I want to talk about property. Don't mess. Now, this is not fun. Do not mess with something that you can't replace. Don't think like you're sick when you break somebody else's stuff. That's what most people do. Oh, that was sick. You know, I have a illness. No, it was done on purpose. But guess what? You are going to lose more than you took. That's like taking something. That's like stealing. What if it was something that was precious? That was given to you by one of your loved ones, your children, older people in the family. What if it's something like that? You don't do that because in return, you will not see any love, no time soon. Your bad luck is just begun. When you mess up somebody else's stuff, your bad luck begins. When you try to mess up somebody's life, your bad luck. Again, I know that everyone wants financial stability, understandable, but how can you get results in one part of your life if you are messed up in another? See, if you mess up in one part, it goes to everything. It goes to your love life, the finances, still up, even in your home. Oh, there could be terrible arguments in the home, all behind one thing. I want people to think about that. And some of us, you know, tell our clients, go home and been to us before, we come home, something is wrong. They want to know what's going on. We find out something is wrong, and then they take their all their sweet time. Well, time is of the essence. Time waits for no man. And we wait for no one. We go on and do what we need to do. While you sit there and wonder, oh, should I go there? Well, no, I'm going to have to pay. Of course you're going to have to pay. If you want what you want. Example. Cheating husband. You have the other woman working for witchcraft and doing a little demonology on your home and your marriage so that you can lose everything, lose your home, lose your husband, lose it all. And then you're warned about it, and you still take your own dear sweet time. I got a party coming up. I got a reunion coming up. Forget that reunion. Forget that party. Because if it was me, I would be going for it. That's if he had nothing to do with it. Notice I said if he had nothing to do with it and she's still running him down. Women, please think. And to those of you that love breaking up people's marriages, you need to think too, because you're going to find somebody one day that you love so dearly. And you're going to want commitment, but it's not going to work out because you did these wicked things. And you're going to think about it when your heart is broken. That love is not going to be returned. See, what goes around does come back around again and again and again. I so much enjoy speaking every Sunday. And I've been holding off on creating another show.
But I have made up my mind within the last 2 weeks to go ahead with it because there's other important things that need to be known. And with this, you know, that I can speak more. I can tell you more. And just like I have put in the post, you know, different influential workers like Marie Laveau, Todd Simpson, Mr. Haggard, all of those. And it's not only about voodoo, it's about witchcraft, the pagan. But the only thing I would not speak too much on is the gypsy. I'm going to even speak on shamanism. But I will not speak too much about gypsies. And I hope that you all don't get offended about that. You need to know all. You need to listen and see what to look out for. If you come to your car, example, you just washed it. Okay, you come back out. And your door handle has a greasy oil on it that can be pondered. And it's smelling, that's pondered. Or dirt in your yard. Let's say you have sand in your yard. And you see that some of the sand looks like it's been scooped up. People can actually scoop up that sand out of your yard, go fix it up, and bring it back. That's to make you move or whatever they want you to do. And watch out for limbs of cedar from the cedar tree. That is fixed up in a way to make someone move too. Watch out for those limbs. Animals. Do you know that some people dress animals and send them to hurt people, put them out right there in the house to hurt you? Now, black cat that comes to your house and is taken out, that's good luck. But think about the stray dogs, the stray cats that come to your house. You're seeing this every day. Once this work is complete by the worker, it's as if the animal is in tune, that animal will disappear. And you will be in misery. You will have destruction. You will have ruins like your enemy wants you to. It's very sad. People are after other people's children when they're not in a good situation with their own children. See, you have to think about yourself before you strike out there to hurt someone else. And again, when somebody tells you to stay away from their home and stay away from them, stop calling them, that's exactly what it means. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be the mother, the daughter, oh, the neighbor, whatever. If just go by what they say. And the sun may be worked out, maybe it'll work out. But this world is so full of everything. You need to take heed. You know, there's always an ulterior motive for people that want to hurt somebody else. It doesn't justify it, but it's always a motive. I think I explained that real good. Now, as for trying to take someone's income, they're impossible work. I won't say impossible. It can be done, but you got to know what you're doing to do that. And I would suggest that you do it because you're going to lose as much as they do if you're doing something to somebody that hasn't done anything to you. Now, if they have done something to you, maybe I can see it. But no, it's best to leave it alone if you're after innocent people. Oh, and the people in that state and county that's after that one house. Oh, my gracious, you've been after that house year. You have even gone through embarrassment, fighting with your boyfriend, the cops all over your roof and all up in the house. You running around naked, and they laughing at you. Okay. Outside with a green bucket, throwing hoo-hoo dirt. I call it hoo-hoo dirt because they don't know what they're doing. And then one fool has eyes and some lips on a tree. walking around a tree. They're trying to call Jambala. It's a voodoo spirit, a voodoo god. They're going to leave that alone because he may turn on you. He is already turning on you. So, I mean, tampering with all kinds of magic is dangerous. You're not a worker. So, my next thing is, when you're seeing a worker and you think you have a friend that's in need, I'd rather for you to keep your mouth shut. But if you tell them about us, don't tell them what we're going to charge because it might not be the same as yours. See, that's when we dismiss you and stop working for you because you can't shut your mouth. Let's say example, and I'm saying example. I'm repeating it twice. I tell somebody to go and use two eggs and bury it under this step. Okay, you go around and tell people, oh, go get some two eggs. Go get some eggs, girl, and bury them under the step. Okay, bitch. Okay, ho. You know that's how folks talk, man. Okay, and then they go do it and nothing happens. Guess what? You got a little trouble because they mad with you. You are not a worker. You just used to go into a worker that you think that you know everything. Like I said, this is not learned from book, DVD, or nothing else. You have to have that gift. You have to have that know-how and knowledge. Ah, that was a mouthful. And I have a mouth of ice. It's not a drink this time. It is ice. You know, ice like come out to freeze and not to drip. So please don't scandalize me. Because if you do, I will fix you in my spammy voodoo doll. Okay, now, back to our group with the people that just want information. I've seen so many idiots trying up for this. I just back and laugh at it. The stupidity was gone on you sooner or later. But the tip that I give you on this show, it is safe to use. It is not going to backfire and hurt you. It is for your own good. I talked to you about what to look for, how you can go into real talk, what's going on in the world. And I know that there's a lot out there that appreciate that. You know, this is not always about voodoo, witchcraft, demonology, the interior, all of that. It's not always about that. I hope that you all had successful luck today because in all, I have given you three prompts. If you need it. Now, we're getting ready to wrap it up. No, I want everybody to say, I know that I can't help everybody in the world. I know some of the people come to me and don't do what I ask them to do. They're not going to be there long, not only with me, but any other worker. But I want you to take my episode seriously, please. So I'm ending this show by saying I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope that you cherish what I have said on today through the week with you and think about these things. I hope that your week is blessed. I hope that everyone has enjoyed my episode today. I never come out to hurt anyone, but I am definitely here to help, and you can call me. And to my family again, because I'm going to make it a point every time, to my family, I love you all so much. And until next time, goodbye.